go before the commission. If a decision is made, and I think there's some adequate case law on this, a decision can't be made outside of a public meeting. So I couldn't say give that advisory opinion to Chairman Rogers and say decide whether I should send this out or not on its merits.
We have a meeting in a week and a half.
Nope.
Third Thursday of every month.
Oh, we would if it,
third,
yeah.
Thursday.
July.
Well, the third Thursday in June is going to come up in a week and a half. That's correct. That would be the
24th.
It'll be a shorter meeting, I assure you. but I will have some letters for you to review.
I'll just point out that our procedures have an expedited response procedure and a procedure that if the, quote, plain language of the ordinance directly answers the request without ambiguity, then Mr. Johnson can simply issue the opinion. So I don't know that we need to prejudge this one. I'd rather let the process play out.
Okay.
That's my personal vote. We just let it play out.
Agreed.
And if you feel, Ms. Johnson, if you feel we all need to get back together to decide this, then you'll tell us and we'll do it.
Okay.
Are we meeting on the 17th?
25th.
Is that what you said?
No, third Thursday of the month for June would be the 17th.
17th?
Oh, okay.
I'll be up.
That would
down.
Be next week. That'd be a week from this Thursday.
I don't see that. That
I think I'll be out of town, too.
Well, in fairness to everyone else, I'm available, but I thought that we were going to start this procedure in July.
Oh, I did, too.
Okay. I misunderstood.
And if there comes a time when a meeting needs to be expedited in between now and then, you know, I would contact and see what everybody's schedule was and to see if we could meet. I don't foresee that happening, but it needs to be.
I'm running out of meter time, so that's why I'm getting here.
Okay, let's hear from, are you through, Mr. Fiore?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear from Dr. Fiore.
Very, very, very briefly. I understand that you all know that I've been gone since after the selection committee meeting, so I've been rather out of touch. I was also overseas. So I did, in fact, complete my training and watched Mr. Berger carefully.
Riveting.
But I did not have a form with me, so I have concluded the form. So I apologize to all of you for any embarrassment about the form. But the really important issue is that I have a new job. I will no longer be working for Florida Atlantic University. I will be working for the University of Miami. I will be taking Tri-Rail, so I'm not leaving the county. I remain a resident of Palm Beach County. And
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'd just like that to be on the record.
Well, that presents a conflict for me since Florida State does play Miami every year.
You're toast.
Does that create a conflict?
He has started and the trash talking's already begun.
No, I'm appointed and sworn in. I'm, you know, yeah. So I haven't violated any of the eligibility requirements.
I don't see a problem with eligibility at all.
But I just wanted that to be on the record, so.
Okay. Is anybody here from the Implementation Committee? Or?
I think it's not.
We wore them out.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on the agenda?
There is one thing the Implementation Committee told me since they weren't here is that the rules on the bylaws divide that the executive director shall be a member of the Florida Bar. That was an issue. Don't know that that was ever discussed. It was a divided opinion. Some people feel like you should not define it necessarily. I know y'all had discussions.
I think that the issue is whether it's not in the ordinance that there's a requirement that the executive director be a member of the bar. Perhaps my fingers slipped while I was going over the keyboard because I cannot imagine somebody doing this job who's not a member of the Florida bar at this point, but perhaps later on in the process it becomes a lot different.
I mean, there's more staff.
Refresh my recollection. I seem to recall somewhere reading, maybe in the ordinance, that while not required, it was recommended.
It
was preferred.
It was preferred.
But not required.
That's
so, I don't know.
One other thing, Manny, I read the letter, but a lot of the other people didn't read the letter that you wrote to the Post.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes.
And did you want to tell them anything about it? They said they hadn't seen it.
Okay, on the record, I read the opinion in the editorial page of the Post a Sunday ago, and I think that the Post, I understand their perspective, but I thought they approached it, the issue of the selection of Ms. Steckler and the subsequent questioning of Ms. Steckler, from the wrong perspective. So I thought it appropriate on behalf of myself and not on behalf of the commission to write a letter in response as to what my thoughts were. The draft sent to the Post did state that I was writing a letter on behalf of myself and not the commission. But as often happens, those letters are edited for space, which I understand. But those were my thoughts. I don't know if anyone shares those, but I'm happy that Ms. Steckler is going to be on board and that she's reaffirmed her commitment to Palm Beach County and the IG position.
Yeah, I read it, and it very fairly answered the inference, maybe, that it was any sexual bigotry involved. He was saying the fact that he, too, communed at one time.
I made that drive many times.
And apropos, when I was down, well, you were still here and I was down there, the county commission approved Ms. Steckler's contract, too. So it's
the Hennepin News.
Yeah, that.
Well, I'm sure she knows by now, so congratulations to her.
And when will she start again?
September 28th.
Okay, there being nothing else, motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Trying to
hear something about the committee. Yeah, I just don't read it that much, but I'm one of the old guys that still read the newspaper instead of the computer.
You know, my wife has been harassing me.
Oh, yeah, no, especially if they're revisited.
To buy a Kindle or an iPad or something like that so I can read books online. You know what? I'm an old guy. I like to have a feel.
I like to have a newspaper with...